Follow the journey of the Olympic flame across the South.
My name is Peter Hellowell. I'm chairman of Positive Action, which is a charity in Hampshire providing support to people living with HIV. I'm from Boscombe, I live in Boscombe, and I've got the honour of carrying the torch through Bridport. My friend Gordon Ferguson nominated me to carry the Olympic torch, and he had witnessed that during the previous year I'd been through ups and downs, and at the same time had been chairman of Positive Action, supporting people with HIV across Hampshire, been open about my own HIV status for 25 years plus. I was running the London Marathon on a regular basis, raising funds. I'd been involved in bringing the Anne Frank exhibition to Bournemouth and also fundraising through the Little Down Harriers. I am the race director and we do some fundraising for local charities. So all of that, he sort of pulled into a little bag and put that into the nomination. And I think that hit the spot and they came back and offered me a place running through Bridport. It's a lovely place, really lovely. And in order to get there, I'm in Boscombe. It's the other side of the county. My friend Gordon has organised an open-top bus, and myself and friends and family, we're all going to jump on the bus and be ferried across the county. Depending on the timing, we might have a picnic on the way. It's a bit of a sharabang, and it's going to be a laugh. We'll have banners off there and just really make an event of it. I'm carrying it in support of all people living with HIV. I've trained literally thousands of people over the years on HIV, getting rid of some of the myths, and at the same time supporting people who are affected by the virus and living with the virus. I think they need to know, get out and live your life. There's more to it than just sort of sitting back and in the shadows and just shutting your life down, as I did for a long time. I'll be thinking of all people living with HIV, but I'll also be thinking of my mum. She died 23rd of December last year. She was unflinching support for me. Without her support, I could not have been open about my status so early on during this epidemic. Without her, I wouldn't be the person I am today. I cried my eyes out as I finished the London Marathon, thinking of my mum.
Bringing the Olympics home, BBC Radio Solent.